Shaila. First Shaila we have to be done. If you're allowed to take a haircut tomorrow for the people that keep the second half. So there's two Shailas, Beitza. The Mishnah Berurah brings down and Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel. People that keep the second half. Oysom lo yistapu milag boimer ve'eilach ad shvues. Ve'hine bedinoseinu aminag yistapu begimel yimei agbole. So he makes a cheshbon. We spoke last time to count the first 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Chosav ha'chayodom. יש מקוימויס שנהגים להוקל רק בראש חודש איוב ל"ג בעומר ובראש חודש סיוון. Some places they take haircut in ראש חודש סיוון. So it's two different מנהגים. Some only start שלושה ימי הגבלה and some already start ראש חודש סיוון. So the people that start ראש חודש סיוון, they could take a haircut tomorrow. The shail about the Bochrim that their minig is to keep second half, and every year they take a haircut in Shloshi Simei Agbole. And all of them are asking if they're allowed to take a haircut today, tomorrow. So it's not clear. The Primigodim brings down what happens if Shloshi Simei Agbole, if Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Chal on Sunday. Not Shloshi Simei Agbole, Rosh Chodesh Sivan will be Chal on Sunday. Zog the Primogodim, you're allowed to take a haircut Friday. Like Shmefurosh and Shulchan Aruch, if like Bohemer falls on Sunday, like I think it happened this year, so Mefurosh HaLoch and Shulchan under Amor, you're allowed to take a haircut Friday. That's what all of us did. Zog the Primogodim, so the same thing. If Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Chal and Sunday, you could take a haircut today. Zog de Chochma Shleime. Primogodim, you're wrong. You can't shtaltzu like Bohemer to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Primogodim, Simen Tov Tzadik Gimel. Im Chal Rosh Chodesh Sivan b'yem Rishon Mutar Listapa b'yem Hashishi. לא יצא מנהגים הטר מראש חודש, כשם שמודר להסתפה ביום שישי, כשלג בוימר חל ביום ראשון. ולא ידען את הימש לפרי חודש, שאו יצא להסתפה ביום שישי, כשראש חודש חל ביום ראשון. זוג רב שלוי מקלוגר. לעני אז דייתי נראה, ראש חודש סיוון, ודאי לא יצאות כדברי הפרי מגודים. אין רעים לג בוימר. הוסום, לג בוימר, if you will not take a haircut לג בוימר, Friday, so also the next Shabbos, he will also not take a haircut, right? Because it's against Sfira. So two Shabboses, the Mele, you're allowed to. Aber b'shchoy de Sivan, she'efshar legaleach achar kach kol ha'yomim, so the Mele chazar will not matir. So this everyone argues, because even people that keep the first half, already took haircuts Friday. And like Bo'im. Then next week also could take haircuts. Void, like Bo'imer, who be'atz me mutar medina. Leroy Poiski. Lochen im chal b'yem alef, mutar b'samuch loy. Ach Rosh Chodesh Sivan hari b'furash v'mogen Avrom she'en heter, rak b'shloi zimai agbole. V'aprimigodim ha'atz me kosov shu lo yodea meichon nimshach ha'mitar la'ater b'Rosh Chodesh. Im ken habud aloi lohoi sifolof. Second reason he says, Rosh Chodesh Shalem doesn't make sense. The Heter really has to start Shloshi Simei Agbole. So if Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, to be Matir Friday, I mean, because she Rosh Chodesh, we understand. Ha'mechal b'kosav she'tovus b'yad eile that take haircuts Rosh Chodesh. You only could start like Shloshi Simei Agbole. So even if you know you to be Meikel, you can't start before. That's when you see this from Shloshi Mekluger, you say to yourself, Givaldik. So this is when Rosh Chodesh was for Sunday. But if Shloshi Simei Agbole is Sunday, So Meikir Adin, you're allowed to take a haircut Sunday. So then for sure you're allowed to take a haircut Friday. So again, the Prima Gonim says, even if Rosh Chodesh would be Sunday, you can sit here, you have a first bench. Stand there. Even if Rosh Chodesh is Chal Friday, Sunday, the Prima Gonim said you could take a haircut today. Shlomo Kluger disagreed. But two of his reasons don't exist. The first reason is because, like Bo'emer, it's 2 days, not days. And the second reason he's not matter. He says, Rosh Chodesh is such a shvach heter. No one knows why people take haircuts on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, a minute, we can't argue. To do something Friday before, today is Shlosh Tzimei Hagbole. So when a person comes today to shave, he has, I'm not going now, the halachas of shaving, Bo'efen Amuto, yeah? So he has two heter. First, he has a Prima Godim that says that he's allowed to. Even if Sunday will be Rosh Chodesh, al achas kama vekamo, that Rosh Chodesh is shloish, and Sunday is shloish in Hagbola. That even if Shlomo Kluger says that, then you'll be allowed. So first he has Prima Godim, maybe Reb Shlomo Kluger, and he has another heter. Some shit is only allowed to take care of Rosh Chodesh. So normally we're not so sure today. Kedai lismoch aleim lechkol b'shukov et Shabbos. You could be same with them. Und azay pasken in shmir shabbes kin choson um shel zamen yerbach. Shel zamen yerbach says that when he wants to be mazbe the oisrim, he says they're wrong. He says maybe it was a tzad to aser. He says shlosh is me agbole is mutar me ikar adin. So it's not such a bizarre for Shabbos that you'll take a haircut Sunday. People understand. Sunday is Sunday. Like Boimah, there's no really reason that you'll be able to mutar. It became a yontif. It's a bizarre for Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't get a heter like Bo'imra gets. Bizarre. But Shabbos is Teir is more important from everything in the world. Yeah. So B'meil is not a bizarre. Not a bizarre. And then Fakert. The Prima Godim maybe is right. If you matir Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to do Friday. Because people say Rosh Chodesh is no reason. But when it's a good reason Sunday, then it could be, would not be a reason. But L'mayis Rosh Hashanah Alich HaShleim Paskins, you're allowed to. Lo Mazdem, Reb Moshe Feinstein, was a year exactly like this year, and Reb Moshe Feinstein said not to take a haircut. The Loshem of Reb Moshe, the Minig Ashkenaz Shneigim Isur Tosperes Merosh Chodesh Iyur Hashoyzim Hagbole Kshechal Yom Rishayim Sheshoyzim Hagbole Beechol BeShabbes Kmo Bishon Ezu, Das Tov Shilamet Gimel, Ein Kan Heter Tisporesh Beerev Shabbes, Mikovel Shabbes. Sheyesh Heter Rak, this is three different ways. And Rabbi Zalmerstein says that Rabbi Yashim also was not mad. So, the people that have a meaning to take a haircut for Rosh Chodesh, they could take haircuts for sure. The people that follow Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach and Shmir Shabbos, or they don't have no one to follow, they could take a haircut. The people that are accepted by them that they follow Reb Moshe Feinstein would be the right thing not to take a haircut tomorrow. Again, if someone wants, you can't stop them. What? It's tzavos of Yudah Chosid not to take haircuts Rosh Chodesh. Mishum ad Mishnebure, even that he mentions that aloche, here Mishnebure says that im chal Rosh Chodesh iyor Be'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take a haircut. So the shaila is, what happened to Tzavos of Yudah Chosid? Rosh Chodesh Iyur, he's speaking. Chal Rosh Chodesh Iyur Be'erev Shabbos, Mishnebur is matir le'kovet Shabbos v'tzuruf kovet Rosh Chodesh to take a haircut. This is another reason why it could be allowed to take a haircut. That we see the kovet Shabbos with Rosh Chodesh, Mishnebur is matir le'kovet Shabbos.
Chodesh is Friday or Shabbos?
What? It's a big suffix, what Mishnebura means. But either way, it's the cover of Rosh Chodesh, so for sure in the Rosh Chodesh alone. But then Mishnebura says Rosh Chodesh Shechal Be'erev Shabbos. So the shaila is, what happened to Tzavos Rav Yudah Chosid? What happened to Tzavos Rav Yudah Chosid? So some say, Behelim Tzavos Rav Yudah Chosid. And some say, when it comes to the cover of Shabbos, when you're maneuver, then Avada, you don't have to be makbid. So the psak, what you tell everyone is, If you know in your family there's a kpoda, and you ain't a klaf mob, you're the achosid, takenat. Or if you know there's a bigger kpoda, to be makmed on Rabbi Achosid. But if you don't know there's a special kpoda in your house, you could be samech to take a haircut. In when it's Erev Shabbos. But it's not Erev Shabbos, the meaning is to try to be makmed, not to take. And I'm saying, some say in every Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to. And some say, we only have a Mishnebura in a case, because for Kedah, there's a shtick of Mishnebura, there's mashal one place that even in Erev Shabbos, you have to be makmed Rabbi Achosid, in Erev Shabbos. That the heter here was because you maneuvered already from your mass sphere. So again, so we speak about the heter, not to be choshesh Rabbi Achosid, if not that you know that in your family, it's a special akpode, it's only in sphere time that it's a big chash nivul, then it's a heter. Second halacha is, Erev Shavuos, you're not allowed to be mekis dam. Not allowed to take out blood. It's gemara in Shabbos, why? It's called Yoin Tvoyach. What we're having now is, Be'etzim, today we have Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Shabbos is Yoim HaMiyuchas, it's the day that Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma. It's a special day, Miyuchas. But this is the day for Kabbalah Sateya, really. Then we have Shtoshim Me'akbalah. Rabbi Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Yom Shlishi, Chutz Adobi Shlishi Le'akbole, it will be Yom Tvoyach. Yom Tvoyach, the Gemara says, there was a shade that came out, and his name was Tvoyach. And he said, Im atem mekablim es hateirem mutov, v'im lav ani tevayach. Odo yom mekabal de teire, odo his tevayach. So the Gemara says, it's dangerous to be make his dam, because he's going around, and Chas v'Shalom could do something to you. So b'meile, so the Shaila is, he came 2,000 years ago in Matan Teire. Why can't we make his dam today? It's a right to the Tshuva Zarash, but that every year the system goes again. Tomorrow we will have a krech to say Na'aseh v'Nishma. Then it's 3 days that we can get ready for the Kabbalah Sateire. And then the shade comes out and becomes a teira. We blab and tevech. And we don't see, but he's tevech. The male is very dangerous. I remember when I was a bacher, the person had to have operation. And Rav Shavuos, Rav Ozna told him to push it off because it's dangerous. Shach said, run to the hospital and do the operation. So it's a big argument. Rav Ozna said, Shach, if you could be deichet, it's dangerous. Now, the Mishavuah brings down. The minig is to daven Erev Shavuos, Lel Shavuos, Ma'ariv late. Because you have to have Sheva Shabbosos Tmimes. B'meile, we are makbid, even people that do early Shabbos and Shavuos, the minig is we don't do early Shavuos. And we makbid even later to daven Ma'ariv. When you see inside the Mekoyres, it's mashma maybe only on Kiddush. But Lemaise, the Tas is Ma'ariv, the minig is Lemaise to be makbid and Ma'ariv. But there's a lot of shyness why every day you're not makbid on it for the sphere. Why here the tmimis is mechayev more? But that's the minig lemaise. Was a big shyness lemaise. We spoke with a couple times that is the inyan to mekabel bepe toisvus Shabbos v'toisvus yontif. And lemaise the poskim say to mekabel. I will explain what I mean to say. Some wanted to say the same. You're not allowed to daven ma'ariv early because you have to have sheva shabbosos tmimis. If you daven Ma'ariv early, you're cutting away from the Tmimus. You don't have fully 7 weeks. So some wanted to say, not to make a Tesis Shabbos, Tesis Shavuos. Because if you make a Tesis Shavuos, you're cutting off. The Ma'ariv of Shavuos Shabbos told me that you have to. It's a Dinta Mekabel Tesis Yontif, and you have to. Could be that the Chisaron is only when you say the Kiddush, or you daven Ma'ariv. Some were machmir that the ladies will not light yontif candles till the night. In yontif you could light by night. So every yontif, some people are light before. As every Shabbos, you light before the husband goes to shul. Some people in Shavuos have a minute that the ladies don't light for the same reason of tmimis. But the bochrim for sure could light. The ones that light could light. Because the main reason the ladies don't lie because they have to make shechiyonah, and the shechiyonah goes also on the day. Bochim, even if they lie, they don't make shechiyonah. The ma'ase, even bochim that light the dire, and even bochim that make brochas when they light, So you have to know that in Shavuos the minhag is that even these bochim, but they don't light with the bracha, because you don't sleep in the dira that night.
If they eat something there?
If they eat a whole suda, yes, but if they're a little bit eating, no. Because be'etzem, one of their teirim of bochim to light, even if they eat somewhere else, is because mokum shena. What is the mechayv of lighting? You're eating somewhere else. It's mokum shena. You need to be nena, you make the bracha. Tonight, be'etzem, is not a mokum shena. So be'etzem, this is the meaning. I'm saying, I'm not the marach on it, because I think maybe only 5% you make a bracha, yeah? If. So b'meile, b'dam is gonna write to them. Again, we said up Shem Azam and said, bochim did not have to make a bracha. They could be yaitza with the bracha with the people that they're eating by. And even the Mishnah Berurah says you have to light in mokum shena, it's different. We're not going out to the halachas. What I'm saying, even the ones that make a bracha, in Shavuos is a big shaila if it's considered mokum shena, and the minig is that the bochim that light, even if they make the bracha the whole year. Now, the Ramo brings down a Simet Tov Tzadik Dalet Seif Beis. What? At least 35. The meaning of thinking the yeshivas are 50. But the meaning is be'etzen to wait the same amount you wait for Motzei Shabbos every week. So the meaning is to wait in Yerushalayim 35 minutes for Motzei Shabbos every week. Yeshivas wait 40, it's 50. So you wait be'etzen the same amount that you wait. Chashav yeshivas wait Rabbeinu Tam, but the meaning is at least 35 minutes. About it, Be'ikar Adin 18 is also enough. It's Nach. The same way, but what Be'etzem is written on the calendar for Motzei Shabbos, you just turn the page for Motzei Shavuos, and you do the same thing for Ma'ariv. I'm saying for the Bochim that the Shavuos want to chap much more to learn, and they don't want in the middle of the night to go to the Koisel to spoil the learning, so they go to Daven Ma'ariv before. So they could have in the Koisel, then you could have earlier minyanim to know that it's the wrong thing to do, to have an early meaning, early davening. The same thing to people that daven in Shtiblach, the same thing to know that even if some people do early minyan, I don't mean early plaga mincha, miyad, not to join these minyanim. The Rabbah brings down a minik to put on grass in the shuls and in the houses. Zeichel l'simchas matan teire, that the Har Sinai was covered. The Mishnah Berurah brings down also was the meaning to put on trees. Atzeres nidonim ala peiros. The Mishnah Berurah brings down she'agro bitel minak ze. Tzchoy ka'akum. They have the trees. First days. Now, so is a shaila what the grob was mevatel. The grove was mevatel the trees because they have a tree, but the grove was mevatel also the grass. The Litvei Yeshivas go with the Mahalach that they were mevatel also the grass. And others are that they go in first the Bichlan and going with the Goyen, and even the ones that go with the Goyen, they say that the Goyen was mevatel the trees because they put a tree, they don't put grass there. Maybe that today they have these things that they wrap, but to be a Soidoi. It's made to take a tree and to wrap it around it with lights, yeah? It's not, but you say that they don't hang flowers. But you say that the chog is b'chai of a tree. So, different minhagim. About that, you have to know what is the pshat, at the mokum to be marich on it, what is the smotn and minig trees. You know, someone would ask me, to make a zeicher, I would offer to make a zeicher to the fire. Eish HaGdoylo. Instead of like Boima, you know what I'll do? Eish HaGdoylo. Or, I would make a zeicher to Kofa Alem HaKegigis. Put hang pots in the shul. Yeah. The flowers are so irrelevant in Kabbalah Sateya, right? The most least important thing they have in Matan Teya. And we make a zeicher. Same thing we have a minute ago. I will speak about to eat milchiks and shavuos. We get in a second to that halacha. Basically, we're holding milchiks basal becholov. There's a minute to eat milchiks. You know, you have to eat basal. So you right. A lot of people are makbit. I get to eat two fleishik meals, and they eat the cheesecake and the kiddush in the morning. Yeah, so a lot of people. What's the different minogim? But some people have a milchik asuda. Some people have a milchik asuda. Instead of eating every Shabbos, if a person will have a milchik asuda, you'll tell them, shanshuda is not. The yakas have whatever I'm saying, but they eat shanshuda's fleshiks. They eat fleshiks and shanshuda's, yeah. But no one doesn't have two fleshik meals in Shabbos.
Is chiv bosa benayna beidayna?
So it's Shabbos. It's every Shabbos. Not midin bosa shel yontif. But it's the Shabbos. Shel Shabbos, you have to eat chicken by night? No, if you have to. Klal Yisrael does for a reason, yeah? Simcha, it's simcha lebe bosa, that you part, you're right. It was shel Shabbos, sudas bosa, you do a bris. What does sudas mean? So you do fleshiks. Well, the Beginning Shulchan needs to go to the places, yeah? About there's the minhag. What happened here? The tenets is, we'll see in a second, minhagim. It's so important, the milk. The milk is so important. Cholov edvash tachas l'shoinach. What's the pshat? Not allowed to fast, shvuas. Even tain is chaloyim. Why? Leharu shemerutze lonu shekibalnu es ha-teira. So the pshat is, we see, Kabbalah Sateira, even though it was Kofar Le'Marki Gigis, and it's a Kabbalah's oil, but that mountain is covered with flowers. That mountain is covered with flowers. The Teira in the end is the sweetest thing in the world. Halo Achaim HaKadosh says, Yibo Yoyim, Yibo Yoyim, Arevus and Mesikus Sateira, Hayim Shtagim, Verotzim Achareo, Velo Yichoshu Be'enayim Klum, Kolzar. Arevus and Mesikus, Tovit Eraspichu Ma'al V'Yizav V'Chesek, Mesikus V'Dvash V'Noif V'Tzufi. And I'm not going to be involved with Paz. This is Teira. It's, in the beginning it looks hard, but in the end it's the nicest thing. Maharal says, why Hashem has to put a kofa arki gigis? Klai Yisrael said, Nazav and Ishma. Maharal says, you can't be Mekabel Teira like a friend. Yeah, I'm happy to learn. Because then, tonight I have to go somewhere. Tonight I have to, I'm busy. That doesn't work out for me. Chesek of Teira is oil gomu. Like an evet. No, we're not asking you. The way of the oil is, you're not asked. It's not a choice. But you have to know it's like a mountain full of flowers. It's the nicest thing in the world. They were writing a shidduch for a girl. Chaznish said no, for a bachabs. Chaznish said, such a choshev girl. Chaznish said, no. Chaznish, you don't understand. This girl is masking to suffer all of her life. Anilis, vitzar, abir, her husband will learn Teira. Chaznish said, this is the reason I didn't want her. Suffering is no suffering. It's the most enjoyable thing that her husband is sitting and learning. She wants to suffer, she's not for Talmud Chacham. Learning is not a suffering. But I say, Adam Al Demosha from our Pasa Shavua, Bakotef Yisol. Bakotef Yisol. So all of the people that had Agolis put everything in their Agolis, and the people were marching near the wagons. Yeah? The only ones that had to schlep, they were carrying the oil, and people felt so bad for that people, yeah? They have to carry. Everyone else. But what happened after 2 minutes? Everyone carried on marching. The Owen flew up, was the first airplane, yeah? And the Owen was flying. Shein the Goyen said that all the sick people will hold onto the Koyanim. Like a whole chain. Shein the Goyen, the sick, and Nebach, all of them that couldn't walk, everyone hold to the Koyanim, and everyone was flying. So who was gaining? So the one that were carrying the Owen in the end had the nice, this Alamal Azay. So we make a Zeicha for the flowers, it's not by the way it was flowers. This is the Spitz. The Teira is flowers. Over back in your native. So the Ramah brings down a minig. Noyagim bekama mekoymes lechol ma'achol echolov b'imrishin shel shvuos. Why? So the Ramah says like this. We have to know the mokir of the halacha. The minig was in the same meal by night. They ate milchiks and fleshiks. Now as a halacha, you're not allowed to use the same bread from milchik and fleshik. The Bochim don't know this halacha. You have a sliced bread, you use it for a fleshik meal, you cannot use it for a milchik meal. You can't use it, even if you didn't eat it together. You slice 5 pieces of bread. Happens in Shabbos, you slice challah, there's left. Then you want to eat it for breakfast with a yogurt. You're not allowed to use it. Because we choishesh that it touched the meat. Like in the shcholom, so you have to have 2 salt shakers. There's our minute, we have separate dishes. We have a lochus, how clearly soul go. Not going now, if it was in a basket, it's different clothes. But this is the aloch. So, b'meile, if you want to have fleshiks and milchik in the same meal, you will have to have 2 breads. So they ate milchik, so they had to have 2 breads. Zeichel shnei alechem. as a kasha alam we have lechem mishne. Tara says, but these two are for the first meal. Here was like a separate bed. We have one for the fleshiks, one for the milchiks. Another reason the teira was nimshal techolov. Shavuot brings down another reason. It's very hard, that reason. And when Hashem went down, when the Shas Matan Teira was not only Aseres HaDibros. We know that Hashem gave us the Taryag. They knew everything, how it goes out of the Taryag. So the Maise, they learned Shchita, Treifes. They couldn't cook. They couldn't, no fleshiks. So the only thing that they could have eaten is milchiks.
What did they have
in the
Shach? What? There's no behemoth to Shach?
There's no kelim. Everything is treif. You had to be machsher everything. So b'meila they couldn't cook. To check the knife, menake the chaylev, no dishes. Everything was treif. Milchiks. That's easy. The question is, zeh zok b'chofetz chaim. Shaila is teira nitna b'shabbes. Anyway, you can't check. So why has to be busy with the dishes and the knives? What? The shabbos before Shabbos was treif. If they have a same kibbutz karatei kulas, it's not a kai. Yeah, it was like that. You know, the problem was no dishes. Problem was there was no meat to eat. Milk. It's not first kubidu, not makbid al cholavaku. Yeah, but I'm saying because you can't milk in Shabbos also. But there's no problem because the shad of cholavaku is only the you don't know who milked it. But if they themselves milked it, you know, they went to the cow, they took out the milk. It's not a problem.
Well,
so I said, but if you know it was a shema, it's not deep. They know that it's kosher milk. Oh, there was semech and other shittas, yeah? But I'm saying, when we call Mekoyim, but the pella is that Mishabur is busy with the dishes. Some want to say that Mishabur is going to feed the shittas that Terem Nitme Erev Shabbos. So that, they could have rushed the Sheikh. And there was not enough time to cash all the kelim and all the zach. So anyway, the original minhag started, they did it in the same meal. This was the original minhag. Today, most people did not do it in the same meal because all the problems that could happen. Most people have it, or they eat one meal milchiks, one meal fleshiks, or people just do it in the kiddush. In the morning, they eat milchiks, and both meals they do fleshiks. But the minhag was the original, you eat in the same suit. Zog the Mishnah
bread by the Kiddush?
No. They don't have that two breads. They do the milk for the other reasons. And also you don't have two breads because you eat milk it's one meal, so also you don't gain. So why are you yelling at us that we do it in the Kiddush? Yeah, we don't eat milk. We eat two fleshy meals. For Yontef. Shabbat Natayro. The meaning of the Ramah we eat in the Kiddush. So he's teasing us, but we don't have two breads for the Chumah of the Ramah. So I'm saying, you have milchiks by night, with pizza, whatever you say, yeah? With lasagna, about two bread you also don't have. So anyway, I mean, it's not a tiny on us. And it's brought down. Why they stopped it? Because all the kilkulim that came when they ate in the same meal was a big shilas. But here, with the agav, the Mishnebu is megalitas, couple alochas of basa becholov that we will learn from when he started to speak about people eating in the same meal. So he says, you have to mekaneach piv. Shabbos says like this. Kozum megodim. Yesh leizor binyonim ha'chol ebasar v'cholom ha'she nizorim b'kol ha'shono. I saw that they bring down another reason that was a minhag to eat. Because when the Malachim came, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Shemaim, so they didn't want to give him the Torah. No, Hoyt Chol HaShemaim, Hashem said, answer them. You don't understand these in Yonim. So Chazal said, he told him, you ain't Basa B'cholo B'Avram Uvinu. Right? That's the Chazal. We don't know what it means. So we want to show that we don't eat Basa B'cholo. Now the way to show that we don't eat Basa B'cholo, the Yana Fleishik Emil, you don't show it. The way is we take a meal, we have milchiks and fleshiks, and we're careful in all of the halachas, and like this we can show, you know why we got the Torah? Because we are careful in Basar B'cholov. So b'meila, this is one of the ways the minhag came, again, this is the whole purpose in the same meal. The way we show it is, we are makbid in the halachas of Basar B'cholov. I say it's brought down, and one of the Sfarim, I think it's a very nice reason. So we said four reasons. Other שתי הלחם, עוד בגלל מישה רבינו, עוד התרם ניתנו, תרנים של חולוב, עוד בגלל they didn't have the dishes. Now, so Mishnah Berurah says, you have to be makpitz again. People didn't do that, stop to do that because some people, you know, amiratzim. So they remember, yeah, in the haim, we ate both. They don't remember, milchiks fleishik, or fleishik milchik, was that fleishik milchiks, yeah? And people, they got mixed up in different halachas. So they stopped it. From that, the minik stopped. Even if you're right, if the minik was the two breads, the ma'aseh, we're missing that part. Or if the minik was to show that we are makpitz and basa becholo. Some say for that minig it's not. The fact that we changed the minig is because we might be a basa b'chol. So we're also showing, you know, we speak it out and then we don't. So he says like this in Sharat Zion. V'yizor likach mapo acheres. He has to wash his mouth and eat. You have to eat something and drink something. To eat a piece of bread or something after you ate the milchiks, before you ate the fleishiks, and to drink something. It's about not also to rinse your hands, like a mayim achoyrim. But not the edge, really, at least to the end of the fingers. Now, Be'ikar adin, in a normal time, is a tzad that it has to be in a separate meal. We are makbid, it's a machlekes, if we eat in the same meal, milchiks and fleishiks. We'll see later. It's a lot of minhagim that we don't eat in the same meal, milchiks and fleishiks. Or we wait a half an hour, or at least we bench. This is a minig. But even if it's not such a minig, the documentation you're there brings down. You have to wait a half an hour till an hour. And Shavuos, the people are eating the same meal and not makbid on it. So the Maise, this was the minhag. The Sharat Zion brings down one line. Mishnah Berurah. The ein tzorch lehafsik bebirkas hamazon. Im ein oichel gvina kosha. Zog the Sharat Zion. If you eat yellow cheese, then you can't carry on eating fleishiks. You have to wait 6 hours. After yellow cheese, you have to wait 6 hours till you eat fleishiks. Same aloha, I think people know one aloha, that if you eat fleishiks, you can't eat 6 hours later. Same thing, Zog the Sharat Zion. If you eat yellow cheese, hard cheese, you have to be makbid not to eat fleishiks after it for 6 hours. So, because this halacha is not so known, I want maybe a little bit to speak about this halacha. We mentioned last year, midiraisi, you're not allowed to eat meat that was cooked with milk. Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to eat even if they're mixed with each other. As another halacha, after fleishiks, you're not allowed to eat milchiks. I think that halacha, I think most people know. Right? Most people know. After fleishiks, you're not allowed. Simon peites in Yeridaya. Ochal bosor afilu shel chayev v'arif lo yochal gvina acho. Ad sheyish eshesh shoes. V'afilu im shor kashir. Im yesh bosor ben hashinayim tzorich lehasir. V'alo yes letinuk tzorich lehamti. Why? Two reasons why you have to wait 6 hours after fleishiks. One reason is because the meat stays in between the teeth. After 6 hours, it doesn't have a name of meat anymore. It's ready. Second reason, the meat goes up. When a person will burp, he could have the taste of the meat back. The acids, all of these things are there. And memele, it's called like fleishiks. And it looks like oichel basar b'cholov. We paskin la'aloche both. Memele, if someone chews meat for a little kid, even if he doesn't swallow it, he has to wait for 6 hours. Or if someone swallows without chewing, He has to wait. This reason and that reason. Shchanoch paskins both. Side chewing, you have to wait. And side swallowing, you have to wait. How much you have to wait? The Shulchanoch stayed 6 hours. The Rambam says, V'yesh oimrim she'en tzorich le'amtin she'ishores. If you benched and you washed, your mouth is in. V'amin ega poshut b'medines eilu, the Rambam says, le'amtin achar achilas bosor sho'achas. Also have to bench. V'yesh medakdikim le'amtin she'ishores achar achilas bosor le'gvino. V'chein nochoin la'asos. Zog de taz. אבל בבנתר רואי לימחיס וליגר בהם שלא יקילו בפוחיס משש שועס. Bnei Teire, 6 hours. As is the mile. And my say, as they will pass in, she called me she is bereach Teiro. It's marked with 6 hours. Now I want to explain. Avada was a Yekesh Minig in Germany to keep 3 hours. A lot of places, till today, ladies keep 3 hours. My Shviger, she's the wife of Avram Gurwitz, grandfather was a Bela Lopian, of Leib Gurwitz, she keeps 3 hours. She's not asking to change, this is her minute. Yeah? It's not my wife, my Shviger. Even the Meshver keeps 6 hours, but she came from a Choshev family. But, and the Pshat is Bnei Teire. The wife doesn't have to be a Bnei Teire. It's a Din of Mishalei Bnei Teire. The Meister of Shemazaman, I know everyone that came in and had such Minogim, at least a man, I know of Shemazaman will tell them, called Bnei Teire has to keep 6 hours. Again, if you're from Germany, it's Apira Ben Yeruchem, it's a meeting for 3 hours. Now we have to know. This is what we say in the Halacha Shirim. Divrei Teira, Tzadikim Yeichu Bo, V'Rashayim Yikoshlu Bo. Rashayim sometimes don't understand the Teira. You could take this Shirim and say, listen, the Ramo said, an hour. Roy Leib Teira for 6. Say it, you know, when I'll get up for Krishma, I'll be in charge of that also. Chas V'Sholim. Chaznish said, this is Akiras Hadas. These are the things that we brought up, that it's a part of our Yiddishkeit, that we keep 6 hours. Again, if it's not a meaning, I'm not saying, but that was, Shumpanibay. And it was dangerous to explain it, because then guys can have mistakes. What is 6 hours? Some people do fully 6 hours. Some people say, almost 6 hours, Lashon HaMeiri. Some say 5 hours and 31 minutes. Roiv Shesh. Everyone from Zalman, the Mokkis, Lashon HaRambam, Keshesh Shos. So it's 5:31. Close to 6 and full 6. Even that this is the Aloche, when someone is sick in a hospital, then we switch back to hour sometimes. Again, we have to bench. It's not enough. But I'm saying this aloche does not mean, Rav Shmuel told me I had an aunt that was sick. Rav Shmuel said, we're not speaking about someone sick in the house. We're speaking about the hospital. And he says, when I'm speaking about the hospital, I don't mean that he needs to be in a death threat. But sometimes they put you in a hospital and they serve the meals and it doesn't work out for you. You're sick. And in the hospital, the hours of fleshies and milchiks don't go. I'm saying in the hospital, it's a soul that is barats. You know, in other hospitals, anyway, you can't eat the food. But I'm saying, in places you can eat the food. Shabbat Zalman said, and that choyle, they were not mekabel, we could keep the hour. When that person is flying and is serving the portion, he says, I'm a shtickle dizzy, I have to have my portion. Yeah, I'm saying, to be klo, I want not chas v'sholem. Now, a lot of times a shayle, a person, it happens to want to have a bocher. After 6 hours, you find a piece of meat in your mouth. You play with it, and it goes down. Yeah, now another 6 hours or not? The Zelzov says you don't have to. Why? Because after 6 hours, it doesn't have a name of meat. So if it happens after 3 hours, basically you have to start the count from there. So 2 hours, you have his, and you know, you have manners, you didn't spit it out, you spit it in. So the 6 hours start again. The Bada Shulchan holds, even after 6 hours, if you swallow, it goes back. You have to keep it as 6 hours. Now, the 6 hours are counted from the time that you finish to eat, not from the end of the meal. The Shulchan holds from the end of the meal, but it doesn't go from the end of the meal. But we have to know, a lot of times it happens in Rebbe Shechasanas. The Chasna could start, I'm sure, for sure. The Chasna could start Lamazong at 3 o'clock in the evening. You eat the main course, and then dancing and a hair and a hin and a hair and a hin. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You want the coffee to wake up? Yeah. You're not allowed to. Even the 6 hours passed, you have to bench. We don't eat milchiks in the same meal, the fleshiks, without benching. Now, what would it be if you have a suffix if 6 hours passed? The Ma'adon HaShulchan and Shevet HaKehosi Amatir. The Yad Yehuda Bezer HaShulchan Aser. The Bar HaShulchan says La'aloch, if you cannot be Mevarer, HaSemich Lehaki Lo Hifsi. Especially what he ate was chicken and not milk. Again, I'm not saying every time I don't remember. You know, a lot of times it's a Petake HaShayel, it looks like it's 6 hours, it's not 100% klal. So you have to know a lot of times you have a Simcha. Now, one more aloche. Parve that was cooked in a fleshy meal. So they get a lot of time for shvuas. You know, when you eat a meal, normally you go to a store, you buy a slice of pizza, or you buy a lasagna, or a kish, you finish. Here you make a whole meal. Now you do potatoes. Potatoes, your dish is a fleshy dish. You don't have, you know, most people don't have a lot of dishes for mechriks. So, if it's a parve, you could use, but if it's a fleshy pat, if it was used in 24 hours for fleshiks, you're not allowed to, the potatoes don't make you fleshiks. Right, make it clear. A fleshik pat that is clean and potatoes were cooked inside. Even if the fleshik pat is a ben yoimoy, the potatoes do not make you fleshiks. But if that pat is a ben yoimoy, you're not allowed to eat the potatoes together with milk. They do not make you fleshiks. Same thing, you cut an onion with a fleshik knife. It doesn't make you fleshiks. But you're not allowed to eat this onion with milchiks. If it's not ben yoimoy, you're allowed to. Zog de Yad Yehuda, you're allowed to if you cooked it, then you were not planning to get it together. But you're not allowed to cook potatoes, even in an ben yoimoy pot, al das to eat it together with milchiks. It's like mevatim yisrael lekatchila, he says. So again, cakes. Some people make a cake in a fleshik oven that is a ben yoimoy, and they want to serve it with milk. And with coffee. If they're not making to serve it with coffee, they're making a cake. Punk, someone came. On a moshul, they were not planning to serve the potatoes. They were planning to serve potatoes. Then punk, a guest wanted not to put cheese, chmeis, a cottage on the potatoes. So they check ben yoimoy. But if it was made to serve potatoes with cottage or with cream cheese, you're not allowed to, even if it's a ein ben yoimoy. Now we'll go to the halacha that I really want to speak about today. To eat after milchiks fleshiks, we're allowed to. We said, lekatchila, you have to wait, kiduach ve'anocha, you have to eat something, drink something, wash your hands, wait half an hour and bench. Zog de Rambo, if you ate hard cheese, yesh machmirim, afilu bebosor achar gvino. וכן נויגים שכל הגבינו קושו אין אויך למחרוי אפילו בוסר אויף כמו בגבינו אחר בוסר ויש מקיל ומי הוא טוב להחמיר אז נרמור says טוב להחמיר after cheese hard cheese not to eat flesh so לפי דעת After hard cheese, you can't eat fleishiks. So if you ate a pizza, you can't eat fleishiks for 6 hours.
Can we
call
6 hours on this
week
also? Yeah. Maybe it's only 1 hour.
No, but it's the same. Kmoi bebosel. Kmoi bebosel. Gvino is kmoi shemakpidi bebosel. Bemele. Every other salt that knows. After pizza, you don't eat fleishiks. What? We'll get to that. Now we'll get there. First, to know the halacha. Some people don't know the halacha. Some people don't know you're not allowed to drive a car on Shabbos. Some people know that. Some people know you're not allowed to drive, but they don't know you're not allowed to buy her. Some people know that also. Some people you're not allowed to buy her, but they don't know you're not allowed to put your finger inside the koisel, yeah, in the hole. They also don't know that because bias mikta shma bia. Everyone is a malkeri. Two of us, yeah. Also, that's it. Some people make. Yeah, I'm not going now. Some Yankel Moshe, I think it was a maker. He said it's also, yeah. Some people even don't come close to the koisel.
You let you kiss the koisel?
I never did in my life. I never got close. Some people do. I never got close. We keep 20 inch away from the koisel. Because the koisel is built crooked. So when you come near the wall, you're already in the middle of the wall. The koisel is a shtickle defin akuma. So it goes in a little bit. It's the metzius. You can see, you have some places they let you to sit down. Special, I know you went to the koisel. They went to the koisel? There's a glass, you could see inside something that. Inside! Near the Allah Kodesh, on the right side, there's a glass. The light is on, you could see. Yeah? When I was a kid, so they didn't have the glass and the light, they just had like a metal screen, and everyone threw money in. I forget, like once a year they would come, they would collect all the money, everyone threw in money. And then they made a glass. When I was a kid, this was the place, everyone, all the tourists, you know, everyone was like, you know, the big people put a lot of money there. So they did it with a glass. It was a big suffix up your aloha if it's Hekdesh La'Hashem. Could be his Kodesh Ben Kabayis, yeah? The guys give it to the house of Hashem. Not giving it to the Kaisal, it's giving it to Hashem. It was a big shayla what to do with the money. I'm not going out. It was a big shayla. People claim that, you know, that they take it to Yom HaMelech and someone takes it. It was like, you know, to take care of that, the glasses are there. So I'm not going out to the shayla of the koisel. It's people that are making it to touch the koisel. It's people that are making it to kiss. But to put the papers inside is very, the most, if you really want to put a paper inside, you push it with a pen. But not with your finger. Some people put papers in the holes of the koisel. Every week they clean out all the papers. That's one of the guys told me. Once a week, he takes out all the papers. If not, you know what happened there. Anyway, once a week, they clean out the papers. But anyway, some people want to put the papers. It's Chosh Meminogi. We're not. But anyway, so there's another halacha that after cheese, you don't eat the relations. Now, so this is the shaila. After pizza, after 101, you know, these 101 blocks of cheese. Yeah, come slices, I don't know how they call them, huh? Alameinu, there's different names, yeah.
American cheese.
One word is American. So this is the shayla. So we have to know. I want to say the shittas about it. Again, it's not again, we'll see later the coolest of people are Mekel. But to know this musa. Sharatzin brings it down here. After hard cheese, you have to keep 6 hours. As I stated in Sharatzin, he doesn't say this one, that one. He says, Rel Shavuos, you have to know if you eat hard cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. The Taz says, it's only cheese that was sitting 6 months with worms. It was kind of cheese they put in, and worms came, then they cut it out.
Worms.
Tuloyim. Noshanatas. דווקא בגבינו מטולס יש לאחלי. Some of them mistaken the taz, they thought that it's because it's like flesh, yeah? אבל לא שייכת. בגבינו ישנו ואינו מטולס, ולא נעשה מחולה בשהו מדבקי וכדי להקפיא, רק נעשה מחולה בעלמה ונסייבש, אין לאחלי. אז זה זוג לטז. Now, he says why? And he finishes. אבל פוח מזהי לאחמיר, כי אם מי שנויג בתוספס פרישס וזהירוס. If you נויג בתוספס פרישס וזהירוס, then even if it's not מטולס, you have to. Now, Rebbe Yashiv, when they would ask Rebbe Yashiv, he would say that you have to keep on all of the yellow cheese that we have today, that we call American cheese, you have to keep 6 hours. He went, Chag HaMelech asked Rebbe Yashiv. Now, the shaila is why? If because it goes up, or because it gets stuck in between the teeth. So some asked Rebbe Yashiv, if it gets stuck in between the teeth in a pizza, that it's melted, could be it doesn't get stuck inside the teeth. Now, in Sefer HaKashrus, it's brought down for Rebbe Yashiv. Shem Zdaman Ayobach will tell people to keep 6 hours. Once was in Kulteire that they ate pizza Friday afternoon and the Bochum didn't know what to do with Suda Shabbos. So he said for this time, he was matter by the Yevit that he could eat the Suda Shabbos. Now we have to know like this. Lemaise, Ishaile is, some say like this. The Metzius is when you eat a pizza, 2 slices, 3 slices, it could come up for a couple of good hours. You get heartburns from it. The cheese goes up. The Messiah says the cheese goes up. More from what the chicken goes up. Ask people on what they suffer more, after a pizza or after a chicken. Messiah says, now what, why? The answer is, this is what one svarim from Zaman had it said, that yellow cheese in the old days really had to have 6 hours, 6 months. Today, with the chemicals that we have, we produce the same thing what they produced with 6 months. We do in a machine, and we have chemicals. They took milk. To turn that milk to become a hard, yellow, nice piece was a process. Today, the process works. Technically, we have different processes to get to the same thing. Punga doesn't take the 6 months. They do quickly, and the same thing. They put it in the lab. To check strep took 5 to 10 days till you get an answer. Was never relevant to take medicine because every time when you got the answer, you already, either you died, either you're okay. Today, you know, you get one day, and if you go to very kosher places, you can get an answer after 2 minutes, yeah? Well, it's the same thing. They have ways that the same germs go very quick. So they have things they put in the milk that the process goes very quick. Also, Shem Zalman said, the Metzius says that B'tchilas Yom, if it looks like to the Frum, he would say, I myself keep 6 hours, I can't tell people to do it. Later in life, he told everyone to do it. Because the Metzius, he said, is a lot of cheeses, there's a list of cheese, I have different lists from different places here. It's hard to know who is true, who is not true, but there's a lot of cheeses that are 6. Fancy friends, different kind of cheese. Even some of you know, they have these cheese that they come like in a box, like strangles, like some say a lot of them, some of the parts of the cheese there are from 6 months old. It's kind of different things. Some say that you count it the shelf time. And these things have a very long shelf time. Lemaise, Rebbe Kotler told Bochum that they don't have to. He said that the main thing, that hot yellow cheese that they had the old days was like really, you had to chop it and cut it. They say, Reb Moshe Feinstein said, you don't have to be machmir. Some say even if you have the Bimachmer, it's only like, you know, on hard yellow cheese. But Mamash, the Americas are very soft, and pizzas that are melted, you don't have to be Bimachmer. Lemaise, it's hard to say that you have to be Machmer. In Eretz Yisrael, most of the Bnei Teira are Machmer. In America, most of the Bnei Teira are not Machmer, I guess. So, to be Machria, it's hard to be Machria. But Avada, the right thing is to try to be Machmer. This is the right thing to do. To try to be Machmer. Again. We, in our house, we Machmer. So the kids know after pizza they can't eat Vleshiks. Every time there's a problem, some of the kids, you know, they ate the pizza late and supper comes, yeah? So we say, oh, it's almost 6 hours. My wife, like, is. But not the child, we don't keep. We keep just. You're under bar mitzvah. Different kind of ways. But, so I'm saying, is a mokim to be makel, for sure. Now, someone sent me a letter, I'm just saying, they told me how you could be machmer, I'll tell you. The Ramos said, even on meat, an hour. It's a minute to be machmer. It's another minute to machmer cheese like meat. The place in America said that this is not the cheese. The machmer so much. So chalzuch the rabbanon shem the rabbanon. So sofik the rabbanon lekule lekule lekule. It doesn't go like that. 6 hours. This is the halacha today. Who had been cheese? This was the minish in iskava. And now we have to know if this is not every time every tzurufim computer wise a matter. We'll stop it.